Welcome to Lola's Frugal Life Podcast. If you're on a mission to be more frugal with both your time and money, you're in the right place. In this podcast, we talk about topics that help enhance living a frugal lifestyle. The goal is to save time and money where we can so that we can use the rest on what matters most to us. We talk a lot about both time and money management so that we can waste as little as possible on both. We do this while also embracing a progress over perfection mindset. If that sounds good to you, then please stick around for the latest episode right after a few quick words from our sponsor. Hi everyone, welcome back to my weekly meal plan episode. If this episode is new to you or this podcast is new to you, welcome. I just want to let you know this is a quick episode that I do each week to share my meal plan with everybody that I am going to be using for my family for the upcoming week. I just think it's hopefully helpful to people to just to hear other people's meal plans, because sometimes it can just kind of give you some ideas. I also like to encourage people to repeat meals on a frequent basis, whatever makes sense to you. You know, maybe every other week or once a week or a theme once a week or some type of pattern that just makes meal planning easier. I do post my meal plan on my website at lolasfrugallife.com, and I do have links to any of the recipes that I mention in each episode. So before I start the meal plan, before I start sharing my meal plan today, though, I just wanted to share a kind of a funny instance that happened this past week with my meal plan. Because I do my meal plan and then I do my grocery list. I do all grocery pickups. So I do three pickups. I go to Stop and Shop, Aldi, and BJ's. So I went and did all my grocery pickups. And when I got to BJ's, at BJ's, I just bring out a cart. And it's not in bags or anything. It's just the stuff in the cart. And I put it into my car. And I noticed there was this big box of Marie Callender's chicken pot pies, like an 8-pack of chicken pot pies. And I didn't order that. But my daughter, one of my daughters who's 19, I do let her add things to the carts before I place the orders. Because occasionally there's things that she wants. And I just say, you know, she knows within reason, it's like she's going to add like a gazillion dollars to our grocery list for the week. But sometimes there's certain things she wants. And I'll say, just go into the app on my phone and add it to the cart. And she knows generally when I'm placing the orders and stuff. So whatever. So I see this. I'm thinking, oh, she must have ordered that. Whatever. I don't really think much of it. And I come home and I'm putting all the groceries away. And she notices the big giant box of chicken pot pies. And she's like, oh my gosh, did we really need 8 chicken pot pies? I'm like, well, you ordered it. And she's like, no, I didn't. I'm like, you didn't? I totally thought, I just assumed you ordered it when I saw it. I didn't really think anything of it. I just figured, oh, she must have ordered those chicken pot pies. So I'm like, okay, whatever. So I'm putting the order away and I go and I pull out the receipt and I see salmon on there, and we did not get salmon. So somehow we got a 8-pack of Marie Callender's chicken pot pies when we were supposed to get a bag of salmon. So I was like, oh, great. Well, what are we going to do for dinner on Wednesday? We were supposed to have salmon and I don't have the salmon now. So I call BJ's and I tell the person what happened. I said, you know, I just had a pickup. I got the pot pies instead of salmon, which, by the way, I was charged for the salmon, which was like $20 versus the pot pies, which were like, I don't know, 13 or 14, whatever. So she's like, all right, let me transfer you to that department. So she transfers me. Meanwhile, I'm trying to kind of get dinner prepared and I'm putting the groceries away and I'm on hold for like 15 minutes. So, of course, I get annoyed and I hang up and I call back again. And when I call back again, the phone just rings and rings and rings and rings. And it just keeps ringing and ringing and ringing. And I'm just like getting really frustrated. I'm like, you know, I was supposed to get salmon and I got pot pies and I paid like, you know, $4 extra or whatever. I don't know, whatever the difference was or whatever. And I'm getting all frustrated and I'm on hold. And then I was just like, you know what? Probably they're not answering because they don't have anyone to answer. And they're probably like running around like crazy over there too. And I've done pickups from BJ's for probably at least over a year now. And I've never had something wrong. I always get everything right. I'm like, you know what? It was just a mistake. It was $3 or $4. It's not going to like bankrupt me. And I don't need to make this huge deal out of the fact that they made a mistake and I didn't get my salmon and I didn't want these pot pies or whatever. So I wound up hanging up the phone while it was still ringing. And I was like, guys, we're having frozen pot pies for dinner on Wednesday instead of salmon. And everyone was like, all right, whatever. And then we moved on. So I just thought that was kind of a funny story. It was an example of being flexible with your meal plan. But I just, you know, sometimes we get like frustrated with those types of things, but we can simply just kind of move on. And I'm not saying that I'm this like perfect person that moves on with everything and never complains, because I certainly do. I mean, I wasn't mad at them for making the mistake. I was getting frustrated because I couldn't talk to anybody. And then that was what was really frustrating me. Normally, once I got someone on the phone, I obviously wasn't going to be, you know, you made this mistake or anything like that. I just wanted to get it resolved. But then I was getting so frustrated that it was taking so much of my time. And I was just sitting on hold and sitting on hold and then sitting to hear the phone ring for the longest time. And then I was like, who cares? We can survive off of chicken pot pies for dinner one night, even though it's not what we planned to have and not what we normally would have had. So it'll be kind of a funny night that night, you know, to have the, I figure I'll just put them all on a tray and pop them in the oven. Obviously, I'm not going to make all 8 of them because there's 5 of us. But anyway, I thought that was kind of relevant to share to this group because it was related to meal planning. So that's my little story with getting a mix up on my grocery order. So anyway, so back to this week's meal plan. So this week's meal plan starts on Saturday, May 27th. So on Saturday, I'm going to be doing the creamy herbed pork chops. I haven't made these in a while. Like I always say, I don't actually use the full recipe as far as making the cream that's supposed to be served over the pork chops, because I really just love the pork chops on their own. Just really simple, browned in the butter with the McCormick Montreal steak seasoning. I really just like them like that. So I literally just season the pork chops, melt the butter in the pan, and just, you know, cook them up that way. And then as a side dish, I'm going to be doing easy rice bake casserole, which is from foodnetwork.com. I like making this a lot. I probably will start to make it less now because as it gets hotter, it does take 45 minutes to bake in the oven. So that'll probably wind up kind of dropping off as we get more into the summer season. But that's basically a casserole made with rice and spinach and cheese and milk and egg. And I really like it. And it goes well with just like a simple meat meal like the pork chops. For Sunday, I'm going to be doing pulled chicken. I just did this a few weeks ago and it was really good and simple for a weekend. I don't really have a recipe to share for this one. It's basically just I use boneless chicken thighs and then I'll get like a packet of the pulled pork sauce, either the kind that's already a sauce that you just like basically squeeze over top of it and turn the crock pot on, or the last time I got the type that was like the powder and then it'll tell you like add this much vinegar or this much ketchup or barbecue sauce or whatever it is. It just tells you what ingredients to add to the crock pot with the flavoring to make the sauce. So I'll do something like that. And then as a side, I'm going to do 5 ingredient simple green pasta salad. I really love this pasta salad. I made this a lot at the end of last summer. It's kind of something I just make in the summer, but it's made with ditalini and green beans and spinach and it says basil and olive oil spread, but I don't use that specific. I just use regular pesto and olive oil, vinegar, that type of thing. But I think it's a really good salad and we're going to have that with the pulled chicken. For Monday, it's going to be our hot dog night that we do once a month. I'm just going to boil up hot dogs. I may do them on the grill. Sometimes I just continue to boil them in the summer because it's just easy, but I may throw them on the grill. I just realized that I had some of that crock pot chili left over still that I froze in portions in the freezer. So I'm going to pull one of those out and serve that with the hot dogs. And then I'll still do the potatoes like I always do. I dice up potatoes, peppers, and onions and toss them with some olive oil and salt and pepper and cook them up in the air fryer. Or, of course, you could do it in the oven also. But we really like to have that with the hot dogs. Tuesday, we always do some type of Mexican theme. This week, we're doing sheet pan chicken fajitas. That's from foodnetwork.com. It's just your basic chicken fajita recipe where it's, basically cut up chicken breast with tossed with some peppers and onions and fajita seasoning and baked in the oven. And then I'm going to Obviously put out some flour tortillas for that, but then I also do white rice on the side too, because my husband likes to make it into like a bowl instead of having it on the flour tortilla. Wednesday, we usually always do some type of seafood. So this week we're going to do one pot garlic butter shrimp and orzo. This is from howsweeteats.com. This is a really good, quick meal. It's kind of like a one pot type meal, if I remember. But we really liked how it tastes with the orzo and the butter and the shrimp. So that's for Wednesday. For Thursday, I'm going to be doing Zuppa Toscana, which is Italian sausage potato soup from marginmakingmom.com. This recipe was shared by a member of our private listener group on Facebook, and it is really one of my favorite soup recipes now. We've really kind of added it into the rotation. I feel like this is either like the third or fourth time we've made it. I shared it with my boss. She really loved it. So it's really, it's very simple and we really love it. It's just the soup just tastes really great. And it's really easy to make if you have an Instant Pot. I forgot to mention that it's an Instant Pot recipe. But we really like that. So that's for Thursday. For Friday, I'm going to be doing Philly cheesesteak pasta, which is from smalltownwoman.com. This is another like one pot type of meal. It's got penne pasta, ground beef, butter, mushrooms, onion, pepper, French onion soup, Worcestershire sauce, and cheese, provolone cheese. So it's just kind of like a one pot meal that's basically like pasta with a Philly cheesesteak spin on it. So I do remember making this once a long time ago. I haven't made it again in like a really long time, but I do think we liked it. I think it's just one of those things that kind of fell off the radar. So I'm always looking for just like a quick Friday night type meal. So I thought that would be good for Friday. So that's it for this week's meal plan. I hope this gave you some inspiration to get your meal plan together for the week. Meal planning is just so important because it helps us save money and reduce our stress, and it just makes life a little bit easier if you have a simple way to meal plan. So don't forget, you can find any of these recipes in the full meal plan on my website at lolasfrugallife.com, and I will see you back here next week. So thank you for checking in for this podcast episode, and don't forget, you can always email me with any questions or suggestions at lolasfrugallife@gmail.com. You can follow me on Instagram and Facebook at lolasfrugallife, and you can find a blog post for most of my episodes and definitely all of my meal plan episodes at lolasfrugallife.com. You can also join our private listeners group at facebook.com/groups/lolasfrugallife. And if you enjoy the show, please make sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, or wherever you listen from. And I would love it if you would screenshot the show and tag me on Instagram so I could see you're listening. Also, if you can please take a couple of seconds to rate and review the podcast, those ratings and reviews are what help the show come up better in search results so that other people can find this podcast. So that will really help me in growing my audience. So that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope you have an awesome day.